there goes the full-time whistle. Donegal in their first home game of their 2022 Alliance National Football League campaign have got their first win of this league season as well, with a 2-11 to 1-9 victory against Kildare. A 5-point victory in the end. Donegal's two goals coming in the first half from Ryan McHugh and Patrick McBerty. That gave them a 6-point advantage at the break. 2-7 to 1-4 was how it was sitting at half time. Conor O'Donnell and Michael Langan were involved in the points in the second half. Donegal knocked on just 4 points in that latter half. Langan getting 2, Conor O'Donnell got 1, and Shane O'Donnell, a second half substitute, got the other scores as well. Conor O'Donnell ending the day with 3 points, Michael Langan hitting 4. Patrick McBerty, he scored 1-1, and Ryan McHugh scored 1-1 as well. Jason McGee was the other scorer for Donegal in this one against Kildare. But Martin, those two goals giving us that advantage at the break by 6 points. You won by 5 in the end, but at times in that second half, Donegal lived dangerously. They invited Kildare off. Yes, Michael Murphy was off the pitch. We lost him to an injury in the first half, and Jason McGee went as well. But Donegal just could never find that same rhythm that they had in the first half in the second half, Martin.
No, they finished well towards, as you said, towards the end of the first half, good, but the second half wasn't good performance. And, you know, Kildare, if they had their shooting boots on, you know, they would have really got level or maybe ahead that stage or dug deep. But they did dig deep and they scored a good score. I mean, I thought Michael Langan had a big game again, and it's between him, I would think, himself and Conor O'Donnell was good, and Owen Van Geller. I felt they were the three players probably in line for man of the match. You give it to any one of the three of them, probably it'll go. I would say Langan maybe might get in a second half performance, but a good all round performance. You know, we did well, and you know, the important thing was the 2 points against Kildare, because you feel Kildare will be down there. You know, you'll be battling. You know, they'll be down at the bottom, so that's important. Now, the loss of Michael Murphy is a big blow to them, and that says they lost their shape a wee bit. But you know, the good thing about it, sometimes you know people do say, oh, they're a one man team, Donegal and everything else. And you know, it was a big insult to the other players with people saying that. So today was good. You know, you won it without Michael Murphy. You still would hope to have him back for Kerry. I wasn't that overly impressed with Kerry last night, particularly their defence, good, you know. But at least you have 3 points going down now, and that's a big plus. So it's going to be a tough division. But all round, you know, you have to say the good thing that came out of it was, particularly we talk about, is Conor O'Donnell's performance. I thought Shane O'Donnell came off the bench, did well, kicked a very, very good score when he came off the bench, and you know, solid enough all round. But Kildare, you know, we disappointed, back to the old Kildare, couldn't score, hadn't the shooting boots with them, and they'd be disappointed with that. But we had 3 or 4 other goal chances as well, so we have to look at that period after half time. What did you say, when 26 minutes or something, they're only getting 1 point or something, yeah. And that aligns, that will not be good enough against the Kerrys and the Dublins and these teams of this world. But saying that, it's a good, the important thing here today was the 2 points. I was nervous because of, you know, if we didn't get these 2 points, we're going to be really under pressure then. So good 2 points to get, brilliant 2 points to get, and that's the most important thing. And hopefully Kieran Thompson will be back, that Jason McGee's not too bad, and then Michael Murphy, as you said, we have 2 weeks before Kerry, play Kerry in the Sunday down in Kerry. So not as much pressure on going to Kerry. Again, we can test ourselves. We're hearing a lot about Kerry. Let's test ourselves and let's test these young players against Kerry. So all round, and it's good to see the two Kilcare men getting the 2 goals. Oh, Sheena, I have to finish with that.
Yeah, so Donegal have taken victory here. Martin's going to leave happy. Ryan Ferry is on reaction for us this afternoon, and we'll be hearing from the Donegal camp, the victorious Donegal camp, shortly on Highland Sunday Sport. Many thanks to Highland Motors for their continued sponsorship of our coverage in the league. They are, of course, your main dealer for Renault, Dacia, Honda and Citroen. Check them out at highlandmotors.ie. As the crowd, it was good to see a big crowd back here. The stand was almost full. We were all trying to stay out of the rain. Good to see a big crowd back watching Donegal again. It's been the biggest crowd they've had since the pandemic started almost 2 years ago. And the bulk of that crowd are all going home happy, because they're Donegal supporters. Donegal have got their first win of the campaign. As we return to the studio, full-time score here at McCool Park in Ballybuffet, Donegal 2-11, Kildare 1-9.